And we return here, News Radio KMAN. It's In Focus. Dave Lewis filling in for Brandon or Nick or whoever is supposed to be on here this morning. Typically, Nick handles the discussions with Dr. Schaefer, but he's on assignment. And Brandon's on a separate assignment, but always fun to be able to sit in on the program whenever the opportunity arises. And we have a guest that's going to be joining us, and we're going to talk a little bit about something that's been something I grew up with, and that's the Wild Bill Hickok Rodeo, which is in Abilene. Ruth Nicholas is joining us. Ruth, good morning.
Good morning, Dave. Nice to be on the air with you.
Absolutely, and I'm a Dickinson County guy. You know, my birthday coincided with the rodeo and the Central Kansas Free Fair when it was always there in the latter part of August, and that was just one of the fun things that I got to do as a kid, and the rodeo has always been fun, and it's coming up now in the first part of August. Let's get a little preview about what you got coming up in Abilene.
We kick off the 74th annual Wild Bill Hickok Rodeo Wednesday night already, 2 days from now. We run Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, and then the fair is held in conjunction with us, and they kick off Wednesday, and they'll run through next Monday, the 5th of August.
Okay, so we're getting started already. Goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
it's fair season.
This is a big rodeo in Kansas.
This is a big rodeo. We will have 415 contestants across the four nights of rodeo, each competing only once, but you'll see the same events Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. The seven standard PRCA events, but Wednesday night we do what we call bulls, broncs, and barrels, and that night on Wednesday is strictly bull riding, saddle bronc riding, and barrel racing. And we've got 11 of the top 15 bull riders in the nation right now coming to Abilene, which means you may not know who those guys are, but it means they are extra sticky. They're more likely to make an 8-second ride, which makes for good watching.
And you got a young man, I think, what, from Ramona? That's coming
yes.
in as one of your marquee bull riders?
Yeah, Steer Rustler. Tanner
Steer
Brunner.
Okay.
Steer Rustler from Ramona. He's been to the National Finals Rodeo, which is the top of the line when it comes to rodeo competition, and he will compete with us. I think he's up on Saturday night. So you'll get to see a hometown, or not really hometown, but close to hometown boy.
Ramona's pretty close.
So, yeah, it's just good watching all around. And it's just, you know, the fairs are a great way to go out and spend time with your family, your kids, your significant other, your mother-in-law, and make memories. That's what you do in the summertime in Kansas.
You know, we just had the Kaw Valley Rodeo here in Manhattan this past week, and the weather was beautiful. And looking at the forecast for this weekend, it's going to be great weather to be in the stands there. And that's such a neat facility for rodeos in Eisenhower Park.
It is. You come out, come early, and then you can enjoy a burger or a funnel cake or something delicious, and you can walk through the fair and those burgers always taste better when you eat them outside anyway. And then at 7:30, the fair kicks off. And we've got our Friday night. If you come on Friday the 2nd, wear your pink. We do something that Manhattan Rodeo does as well. We call it Tough Enough to Wear Pink, and we raise money for not just breast cancer, but cancer, people suffering, going through cancer treatment in Dickinson County. And in the last 11 years, we've raised over $34,000. And that money all... Go ahead.
That's one of the neat things that I'm familiar with the program that you have is that you have a foundation where you help provide some financial assistance to cancer patients, which I think that's amazing. Not just the patients, but their families.
Yeah, you know, insurance kicks in, but it never kicks in for things like missed work, fuel when you've got to drive to Salina or Kansas City or wherever to doctor, hotel stays if you've got to, you know, go overnight. Because you got to be there early in the morning. And that's what that money does. That money all goes to people to help, even to pay for utilities because they can't work because they don't feel good. So we're pretty proud to be pink on Friday night.
You have some new attractions. Well, always some great attractions. I'm looking at the list here, and Miss Rodeo K-State's going to be there. So, you know, there's not only going to be pink, but you're going to have some purple too.
That's a nice segue, Dave. Yes,
we'll
have some purple. She'll be there. She'll be part of the parade. We'll do a parade Thursday night at 4 p.m., and she'll be part of the parade. She'll be in the rodeo every night. She'll sign autographs afterwards. Then we got a guy out of Oklahoma. His name is Ryder Kisner. He is a world champion gunslinger, whipcracker, trick roper, which if you think of Will Rogers, if you're old enough to remember him, it's those Western arts, and he'll do that during the rodeo entertainment between some of the events. And man, he is really cool to see. He's awesome.
It's kind of funny. We were previous guests. We were talking off the air about Will Rogers, and he's one of my favorite characters of all time. So neat to have that. Well, tell me about, you know, one of the great things about all rodeos is the humor that you bring. I mean, and it's lighthearted humor. And you got a great clown this year.
Yeah, Gizmo McCracken, and he's from Missouri. He's been to our rodeo, a couple of times. And he is very good at keeping things lighthearted and moving along and very family friendly. He's got two daughters, four grandkids of his own. He knows that moms and dads don't want to go home and have kids repeat what they've heard at the rodeo. And he's just good. He's been clowning for, probably 30 years, and he's excellent. He provides the lightheartedness, and one thing he prides himself on is everybody's got problems. So you come to the rodeo, and you have a good time for a couple hours, and you forget your problems. And that's our goal. We want fans to have a good time, enjoy themselves, put life on the back burner for a little bit, and just then when you leave the rodeo, you leave a little bit lighter because you feel a little bit better about the world.
You know, and that's one of the things I think with county fairs and state fairs and, you know, and activities like the rodeo that you're having with the Wild Bill Hickok Rodeo in Abilene, it's family-friendly entertainment is difficult to find, but it's not when you go to a fair, because that's what fairs bring. That's what they're all about is you know, the family aspect that you have there from the 4-H'ers to all those that are attending the rodeo.
Very much so. And we're also very patriotic, too. You'll see the American flag in the grand entry, and we don't hesitate to sing the national anthem and sing it loud and proud. And yeah, I think the ag world has not forgotten its roots, and that is, rodeo is part of that.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of other things that are going on with the Central Kansas Free Fair, which coincides with the Wild Bill Hickok Rodeo. Some of the other activities there, Ruth, Nicholas, that are happening in conjunction with the fair.
They do demo derbies and tractor pulls, and those will take place Sunday and Monday, the 4th and the 5th, after we're done there. But then also, something new to them this year to the fair, they have a display called Remember Our Fallen. And it's a tribute to every military service person who has died since 9/11 on foreign soil. And it'll be in the Armory in Abilene, and ours in Abilene will be focused strictly on the Kansas people who have passed away. I think it'll be very, very moving and very solemn, and a good tribute to those who continue to serve us so that we can live free in this country.
That very much continues with the patriotic theme that you have at the rodeo. Of course, I think that's one of the things that is, it's Americana at its best.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Now, there's fairs. Fairs have been around, for 100 years,
long
or
time.
150 years.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, a long time, and they were happening before this country ever got started. And there's a lot of agriculture and a lot of animals, and it's a little bit slower pace, and you can come out and stroll the grounds and just have a good time. And yeah, there is nothing better than being at a rodeo or a fair on a summer evening. They're just, I can't say enough. It just gives me goosebumps because I enjoy it so much.
We're talking with Ruth Nicholas with the Wild Bill Hickok Rodeo, which is coming up this weekend in Abilene. And Ruth, we just got a couple of minutes left here in the show, so we're going to go hit and miss here real quick. What's your favorite fair food?
Hamburgers.
Okay.
I know I'm boring.
No, the typical female response is
funnel cakes.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're okay, but I need a hamburger first.
I'm big on that. You also have coming up the National Cowboy Poetry Rodeo, and I know that Grant Dawson, I believe, Jeff Dawson.
Yeah.
Is involved in this, and our own Ron Wilson up here in Manhattan. That's coming up the 2nd and the 3rd.
You know, that's a nice addition to Abilene, too. Come to Abilene during the day. Go to that National Cowboy Poetry Rodeo thing, which is cowboy poetry, which is, you may think, poetry, that's dumb. Or, I shouldn't use that word, but I don't like that stuff. You will be shocked, because you'll sit in there, and those cowboy poets are talking about life in their poetry. It's not anything existentialist or philosophical. It's really good. And you can do that during the day, and then they're done by the end of the day, so in the evening you can go to the rodeo.
I promise you will laugh.
Yeah, will laugh they're good. They are really enjoyable.
You know, there's so many things to do in Abilene, you know, inside and outside of the fair and the rodeo, the Eisenhower Museum, which is one of my favorite places in the world, Greyhound Museum, lots of antique stores, the Seeley House. So many things to do in Abilene. And Ruth, give us the times and dates again for the rodeo in Abilene, the Wild Bill Hickok Rodeo.
Rodeo kicks off Wednesday night, 7:30, runs Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday night, 7:30, all four nights. You can get your tickets online, or you can get them at the gate. Either way, we keep her affordable for families as well. Kids are $8, and adults are $11 if you get them in advance, and $14 if you get them at the gate.
And then the Central Kansas Free Fair continues into the early part of next week, too.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, the fair goes through Monday night.
Ruth Nicholas, thank you for joining us this morning. Enjoy a great week at the Wild Bill Hickok Rodeo and the Central Kansas Free Fair in Abilene.
Thank you, Dave. My pleasure.
That's it for In Focus. The GMCF Community Hour is next on News Radio KMAN.
KS State Bank wants to be your bank. Find the solution you've been looking for at KS State.